Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. And we, even we here, hold the power and bear the responsibility. That was Lincoln to Congress in December of 1862. Now, if I told you that you were trapped, that you could not escape, what sense would it make to then tell you that you had power and could bear responsibility? That is what Lincoln told Congress. It is also what he told himself. And it is as a spiritual person that this paradox makes sense. In religious words, Lincoln is saying, we cannot escape God. He didn't say it that way, but he came to feel by the end of the war that God was judging and guiding the events of history. God's divinity was shaping our ends and purposes. But Lincoln was also saying we have power to bear responsibility. God's in charge and we're responsible. That is a paradox. In fact, many people lose faith and leave churches over the very contradictory idea of putting together God and our freedom. Yet remember this, Abraham Lincoln was a very deep thinker. He could have been a philosopher. When his first son died, he read a 600-page book on just this problem of God and human freedom. Both the ministers he chose to listen to were Calvinists, meaning that they too believed these two things, God is in charge and we are free. Both ministers were highly educated. His Washington one had been trained at Princeton. So these were no dummies. And what they preached to Lincoln, he also worked out for himself, and then he in turn preached, really, to Congress. We cannot escape history. And to Lincoln that came to mean we cannot escape God in history. And we are responsible, and we'd better do the right thing to live in honor or dishonor down to the latest generation. Now, this is very relevant to us today because we have two moral religious visions going on in our country. A religious one that says God is the absolute outside power in the world, and then a humanistic vision that says that God is inside our inner voice and therefore is not absolute but relative. But Lincoln believed both these things, that there is an absolute truth and it is out there and it controls our minds and judges our actions. And there is an inner truth, a personal, even democratic truth, and a free responsibility for us to act upon it. There's a famous theologian, Reinhold Niebuhr, who said that Lincoln achieved a way to embrace the paradox of God in meaningful history and yet our own full responsibility, even in our own partial knowing. A lot to think about. But it's good to realize that we had a president smart enough to think about it all and, through his own tragic life, found a way to believe both in himself and in the divinity of God. That is why Abraham Lincoln, as a spiritual man, continues to be wise enough to lead us down to the latest generation. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln, and this is Duncan Newcomer.